Proclamation number 4818 of 17th of January, 1950. Judgment announcement. Long suffering of God. For the sake of the few who are still undecided, I still hesitate with my obvious emergence, and this gives you cause to doubt my word or to deny the divine origin of the word conveyed to earth. I certainly have great long-suffering, I take the weak, undecided into account, I still try to save as many as possible from ruin and therefore use all means to change their minds, and thus I still stand apart from my purpose. But once the time has expired and you humans will not have to wait much longer, then word for word will be fulfilled to the sorrow of unspeakably many people, but to confirm to you what I have announced to you. You should not doubt, even if one day after the other passes without bringing the announced judgment. Today you can still live in the midst of the hustle and bustle of the world in pleasure and joy, and tomorrow you can already be filled with horror in view of the destruction around you who remain alive. Today there can still be calm everywhere and tomorrow already the strongest storm, to which everything falls victim. Just believe that I speak to you myself, your God and Creator, your Father from eternity, when the revelations from above are conveyed to you. Believe that this only happens because you are close to the end and I want to save you by conveying my word to you. Understand that I had to choose servants for myself on earth because you lack the truth and cannot become blessed without the truth. Take every word of this revelation of mine seriously and believe that the end is near, even though the world would like to teach you otherwise. I certainly let everything take its course and do not hinder my adversary if he wants to draw you into his fishing nets by luring you with the pleasures of the world. That is why I send you my messengers who are to warn you and admonish you not to fall prey to the world. Listen to them. Don't turn away unwillingly. Consider every word they say and prepare yourselves, for the day is already alarmingly close which will disrupt your life of rest and comfort which you strive for and also know how to procure for yourselves. It is not the right life you lead, for the world is dragging you down. Do not try to stupefy yourselves or to lie to yourselves. The truth will come to light in a frightening way, because there is no existence of lies and therefore also no existence of that which belongs to the realm of the adversary who shuns the truth and tries to suppress it. Therefore I warn you once again to carelessly reject or disregard my word. Very soon you will remember my word and recognize in me the one who rules the world and directs all your destinies, who spoke words of love to you which you did not accept as a father's words because you preferred to hear the voice of the world. Wake up, you who are still asleep, and prepare yourselves for the day which will come as surely as my word is fulfilled, because it is the eternal truth. Amen.